This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Today's topic of discussion, who watches The Watchers or Watching The Wanted or Penang going, hey, we've got hundreds of CCTV cameras with AI. DBKL going, we don't have facial recognition tech just yet.
Just yet. Yep.
So we're asking you the question, you know, Penang have installed these cameras at a cost of 46.2 million, I believe. Works out about 59,000 ringgit per camera. And what they have is they have this facial recognition tech with AI. And what the police are saying is that they upload their wanted database or the criminal database to this AI. If it then sees somebody who it recognizes, it will then alert the police, who can then go and, you know, deal with this person. So our question for you guys is, would you feel safer if this was across the whole of Malaysia, or might you feel a little bit as though your privacy is being infringed? That's what we thought we'd go with today. Yeah. We've spoken an awful lot about topics like this, about how it's happened in China, and now even these cameras are inside people's homes for the Sharp Eyes project, as they're calling it, which then, of course, has led on to this whole thing about you are rated on your life, essentially, over in China. So, you know,
it's a black mirror.
Exactly. So one step could lead to another. That's the story we're leading with today. We'll then be moving on to a story from Arvind, of course. Netflix new CFO knows something about addiction.
He does.
Then we have It Don't Matter If You're Dead or Alive.
Yeah. This is a take on Michael Jackson's It Don't Matter If You're Black or White.
Oh, boom. See, there you go. And then we're going to be wrapping up with a story about cryptocurrency that we've not had for a while.
Ooh, wow.
Ethereum will be going on an energy diet. Anyway, that's where we are. So you've heard the lead story. 767 CCTV cameras on Penang Island are now equipped with the facial recognition technology featuring artificial intelligence. Upon detecting a face resembling those on the police wanted list, the high-definition image captured by the cameras and seen at the 24-hour CCTV control room in Komtar will instantly alert the police. So the database is secured by the police, and the faces are only of those in the wanted list in Penang, about 1,100 of them. Quote, we only share photos of wanted suspects for monitoring purposes and to identify their movements. The chief minister who was present said the technology was the state's own initiative that cost the Penang Island City Council 12 million ringgit. The state government have spent 46.2 million to install 767 CCTV cameras.
700 right. CCTV cameras.
Yeah, and they want between 3,000 and 5,000 cameras in order to secure optimum level of coverage in keeping Penang safe.
Yeah, so number one, I would love to go to Penang to see how these things work. Because we've talked about how China has done, you know, more or less the same thing, but probably more advanced level, because they can even hear the conversations that individuals have in, you know, in the streets and stuff, right? So, and then they can pick out which individuals, but that's China. It's a great initiative for a start, for us to begin here, to try out something like this, because I would like it to I would love for this kind of thing to deter people doing, you know, I don't want to call it petty theft, because it has caused people to lose their life before, but like snatch thieves, for example, right? So if the camera, for example, is able to, you know, capture that moment and then trace, you know, where this bike came from and where it's going after to, and immediately kind of like, you know, stop it right there and there itself. Of course, they will need millions of cameras around the whole city, and then we come into the whole privacy thing. But as a start, I think it's great. It's a self-initiative. The Penang state government decided to try this out and do this and see how it works. But yeah, like you said, Rich, and the question that we're asking as well, there's a lot of question marks, which... Invite me over. All it takes, like, we're not broadcasting in Penang now, but hey, if you know anyone in Penang, just say, hey, this Jeff Sandu guy from BFM Radio, this tech guy, wants to go out and check out this whole Penang CCTV facial recognition camera.
Interesting that they've also talked about, you know, making Penang into a smart city. And of course, as we know, one of the big things about smart cities is that they need an awful lot of CCTV.
Yeah, so, smart CCTV as well. So,
I don't know what the feedback is in Singapore, because Singapore, they do the same thing, right? Singapore has a lot of cameras, a lot of surveillance and all that. But what is the feedback like? Like, what kind of security measures are they using? How do they make sure the data doesn't leak?
So in Singapore, Singaporeans are all robots. So they're kind of just very used to...
I did not say that.
they're just very used to the idea of, you know, cameras being everywhere. Even in underground tunnels and, you know, even in the malls that are underground as well. you just see a lot of cameras. When we go down to Singapore, I guess we're like conscious of it because we know how many cameras Singapore has. But for Singaporeans, they really don't. Like my sister, for example, she's been in Singapore for 18 years. Mm. She's not once actually come up to me and go like, you know, hey, this deal with this CCTV cameras and stuff. Like, it's not a question in her mind. She's just kind of like, yeah.
It's funny you say that because they talk about in the UK how it's the most videotaped country. I use that term as an old term. But they were saying that for a while, if you go for a walk in one of the biggest cities and you're out for like at least an hour or something, you are most likely to have been picked up by 1,500 cameras in just an hour. So the UK is just as bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But also, you know, when I was down in Singapore, the thing is I had to walk back to the hotel at night. I think it was like 11 something at night, 10 something at night. Mm. And I was like, the first thing that came to mind was I was like, there's a lot of CCTV cameras. It should be secure. It should be safe. Yes. So I just walked back. I didn't bother taking a Grab or taxi, anything from the MRT station. It was like a 15-minute walk. Mm. And I just walked because at the back of my mind, I was like, you know, it's
secure.
I know it's safe. So if I get that kind of assurance, if any big city, even if it's KL or Penang, I think it's good. I don't know. As long as they're not going into your house and picking up on voice chats that you had, you know, private voice chats and stuff, then why not? If it's for safety, I think I love the idea.
Good idea. But I think, you know, we will go through some of the listeners' feedback, especially on Twitter. I would agree with one of them. But because it comes down to, I've done so many security shows on Tech Talk last year, and we saw so many infringements in data or privacy. Astro, they had a leak. Yeah. CIMB Bank as well, they had a leak as well. A few, like there were so many Malaysian companies, and most of them actually are not obliged to even, you know, make this as a public news if they got, you know, hacked or something. So I would love to know what are the internal security measurements that have been taken. Is Cybersecurity Malaysia also part of this? Because, you know, having the CCTV cameras and the AI stuff all there, that's great. That's the tech side of things. Yeah. But there are two more elements. One is the security. So like, you know, how many layers of security, what kind of protection were you using here, what encryption we're going with. And then there's also the human side of things, is to getting the people who are running these programs to actually do the right thing. Like, you know, that Spider-Man quote, right? With great power comes great responsibility. So these people who are now running and managing and operating this, they have to be the good cop. Mm. Because who watches the watchmen?
All right, that's where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know your thoughts on this. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. CCTV systems in Penang are now equipped with facial recognition software and AI to help detect criminals on the street. Would you feel safer with this active all over Malaysia, or do you feel as though your privacy is being infringed? Let us know. We are going to take a short break with some music coming up from Ash with Burn Baby Burn. When we come back, second story of the day, how the Netflix new CFO knows something about addiction. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.